A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 24th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's human rights situation following two damning reports from human rights watchdogs, Amnesty International and the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
eZimbabwe yebo ucindezelo kwamalungelo abantu kusekhona amalungelo abantu abalwela amalungelo abantu sibabisa ngesilungu sesema human rights defenders asasengcupheni namanje luselude lona uhambe kusafanele luhanjwe eZimbabwe kodwa ke ekusingancoma nje kancane okwenzekile lonyaka odlule ukuthi uhulumeni uqedile lo mthetho lo okhuluma ngokuthi kushadiswe amantombazane asemancane
dotara sinanga namatorokana mijaka kurasika chaiko chaiko kutaika kwekwe kwatinoti kuumana ndokwakuitwa panapa nokuti kana vanhu vachitaura zvinhu zvisina kana basis vanogona kuvava nerimwe donzo kana zvimwe zvinangwa zvinoenderanawo nezvinangwa zvavo vanovapa mari other than that vatipa here pane mienzaniso yavatipa here zvavari kutaura.
Zimbabwe's constitution is almost 2 years old, so it's a long overdue, not only discussion, but practical step to ensure that the country's laws comply with the constitution. But I think what's much more important is that after aligning the law with the constitution, is there going to be any change in the country? Because it is good to do the technical piece, but where it really matters is compliance with the laws once they've been aligned with the constitution. But also I think what is important is to prioritize, because there are other pieces of legislation that are more important. I think all laws are important, but there are others that are much more pressing.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's human rights situation.
Two leading human rights watchdogs, Amnesty International and the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, have accused Harare of not respecting human rights. Amnesty International released this annual report saying the disappearance of prominent pro-democracy activist Idai Zamara in March last year remained unresolved. Indications are that freedom of expression, freedom of association, and freedom of assembly continued to be restricted, and a number of journalists were arrested.
In Harare, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights told Parliament told the Parliament's thematic committee on human rights that violations of Zimbabwean citizens' social and economic rights are increasing as a result of the deteriorating economic situation in the country. The lawyers also told the committee that they are concerned about the deteriorating human rights situation in the country and government's failure to find Zamara. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hama dzadiwa nhasi tirau titinge tichitarisa nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu. Masangano maviri anoona nezvenyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu anoti reAmnesty International pamwe nereZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ari kuti kodzero dzevanhu hadzisi kuteedzerwa munyika. Muri kutariswa kuti wabuda mumba maani uye pane vamwe vakuita mubhedha pamusoro pemutemo vasingateedzeri mutemo. Vari kutarisaiwo nyaya dzakaita sekutsakatika kwavaitai Zamara mwedzi gumi nemumwe chete yapfuura. Vakapambwa kumba kwavo kuHarare nanhasi havasati vazivikanwa kuti vari kupi. Masangano maira aya ari kutaurawo kuti hurumende iri kukweva makumbo pakuzadzikisa bumbiro remitemo, uye vari kutiwo zvimwe zviri kunetsa ndezvekuti urombo hwanyanyisa zvaakukonzerawo nyaya dzechioko mumwe nezvimwe zvakadaro daro, vachisimbisa asi kunyanya kuti nyaya dzekodzero. Gibbs. adzina kumira zvakanaka muZimbabwe.
Ye, uibeka kahle ke indaba yethu namhlanje ke blessing njengokuibeka kwakho. Ye, zulukandaba namhlanje sixoxa ngakhona okwenzakala okwedulwe iAmnesty International leZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Inhlanganiso lezi zibika ukuthi kukhanyazani ke eZimbabwe khona ngale isekelo sombuso welizwe asikalungiswa ngemfanelo. Njalo ilungelo loluntu lokho linyathezelwa khona ngale eZimbabwe. So ke bacela uhulumende ukuthi ngakuyenzakala ngake kuyalungiswa konke lokho. Kuthi ke imithetho enye ethize elokhu ilengalenga engayihambelani lesisekelo sombuso esitsha ilungiswe. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje nasinombolo lifone kanye salifonela khona ngapho ngemakhaya 001 202 619 2077. Sifisa ukulazisa njalo ukuthi sikuFacebook la ku Twitter njalo la ku WhatsApp. So khulumani sizwe izulu kandaba kunjalo mfowethu.
Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests. That is Mr. Marufu Mandevere. He's a human rights lawyer. He's doing his studies here at American University in Washington, D.C. Mr. Mandevere, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. And we are also being joined by Mr. Steven Sibanda of Occupy Africa Unity Square. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening, Babu. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Mandevere. We know that you are here in USA, but you are writing a lot about what is happening in Zimbabwe. And, of you know, what is happening right now is that lawyers for human rights are saying, you know, the Constitution has not been aligned, and the increasing state of human rights violations is concerning. So, at the end of the day, what could be your comment on some of these things?
Oh, I agree that the Zimbabwe has a new constitution. Everybody was happy that we have a new constitution, but there's not been any serious move towards realigning our laws to the new constitution. So as we are now, we have a disparity between the laws and the constitution. And I'm of the view that most of the laws which are there are unconstitutional. So for me, for now, we only have a constitution and we don't have any laws. And there's no seriousness on the part of the government in respect of aligning the laws to the new constitution. That is my view on that.
Thank you, Mr. Mandevere. Please do stay on the line. Let's go to Mr. Sibanda. Now, Mr. Sibanda, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and Amnesty International have talked about Itai Dzamara. You worked with Itai Dzamara, and they are saying the government is not doing enough to find him. He disappeared 11 months ago. Are you at least happy that these organizations are keeping pressure on the government to do something?
Yeah, certainly I'm happy about these organizations who are putting so much pressure to the government. But I'm equally worried about the government stance. You know, the government is not playing its role, is not playing its part in trying to find the whereabouts of Itai Dzamara. And what annoys me is that, you know, Zimbabwe boasts of having the best security in the region, if not the best in the continent. And someone is reported missing in a nation like Zimbabwe. You know, is that possible and is that true? If Zimbabwe government was deeper to find the whereabouts of Itai Dzamara, they would have done it long back.
So you really feel not enough is being done?
Yeah. The government is not playing its part, is not playing its role. You know, which leaves us with more vexing questions than soothing answers about the whereabouts of our colleagues.
Gibbs.
Yes, we were in Jalo Spanda, Singakahambi, Kumnumzal Mandivere. Nxa usubona ngakhona okwenzakalayo uzwa ke amagodi khonona kangaka esithi ilungelo loluntu ngazani liyephulwa, kambe ubona ngazani kuya ngaphi khonokho nxa sukukhangele wena?
Ngokubona kwami angiboni ubana singathi amalungelo abantu ayaqakathekiswa elizweni laseZimbabwe. Akula ngathi ulungelo loluntu eZimbabwe. I'm not right, I'm not right, I'm not right, I'm not right, I'm not right.
Lina, ngokugijinyiswa kwenu ligijima nsuku zonke kumbe kwesinye isikhathi bayaliqolela kuhamba njani khona ngale e-Africa Unity Square?
Yeah, Yeah, esikhatini bayasixolela, esikhatini bayasigijimisa ikakhulu ngokuphakama kwenza amahhovisi lokhu. Ngathi asila, we are not guaranteed ukubana bazasekelela, singazama ukuthi sisukume kahle.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So he says, you know, what is happening in Zimbabwe is very disturbing, because at times, you know, they go to the Africa Unity Square to engage in protests, and they don't get beaten up whatsoever, but it only comes once, and it's very painful when it happens. Yeah.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri vaMandere. Asi tichitaurawo nevamwe muZANU PF, tambotaura navaNick Mangwana vanova sachigaro weZANU PF kuUK uko, vachitaura kuti aiwa nyaya yebumbiro remutemo iri kugadziriswa. Uye vati munyika dzakaita sana America muna anonzi cold cases evanhu vanenge vakamboshaika vasingazikanwa kuti vari kupi. Nekudaro semaonero avo, avaone paine zvinhu zvinonyanyotyisa nekutsakatika kwavadzamari.
Maonero anondishamisa chose. Chekutanga, nyaya yebumbiro remutemo vangataura kuti pane zviri kugadziriswa, nekuti nguva yacho yareba. Constitution pachizva yakanyorwa makore mashoma pane nguva yazitorwa kuti mitemo yanga ichingovapo igadziriswa. Mukaona paizonyorwa bumbiro remutemo, pai vanhu vaiziva mitemo yaifanira kunge yakachinjwa neyaifanira kugadziriswa. Ndosaka tichiona bumbiro remutemo mitemo mizhinji yatiri kuchallenja kumakoti uku ichibviswa, nokuti mitemo yaizikanwa yakaipa inozikanwa. Asi ngoti hapana chido chevanhu vane masimba ekuti vachinje mitemo. Ndozvandiri kuona izvi. Zvinoshamisa chose kana vanhu vachiti kunyangarika kwavadzamara hakufaniri kutyisa, nekuda kwekuti kuda kweamerica unomwe munhu anombonyangarika. Handioni sekuti zvinogona kufanana, nokuti nyaya yadzamara inyaya yekuti inyaya yehombe.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Rambai henyu muri parunare. Tinenge tine vateereri vaviri vatatu. Unani Gibbs
ye nginokodlwayo mahlabatwale kunangareke eSouth Africa. Kodlwayo ungaunjani?
Hayi, ngisaphilile mnjani.
Hayi mbijana, kunjani egolo? Use-Gauteng ungaphi wangkhona?
Hayi, ngikhona ngapha kube-Emele ngapha.
Oye, kunjani Emele?
Hayi, kuright nje kancane, kuyasesesesesa nje namhlanje.
Ye, nathi udabe ekudwini lapha, ungathini ke mnumzana Kodlwayo?
Yabona, mina ngiyogodlwayo mahlabatwale ukuthi indaba le yabantu abangana bayizwisisi kahle duze. Yazi ukuthi nxa sikhuluma nge-human rights kasikhulumi ngokudubula abantu, ukubulala abantu, lokhana kwenzakala kugugrawundi. Hayi, lapha sikhuluma ngokuthi right nanku ukudla, indlala ibhahile elizweni, there's so much hunger in the country, but you find that ukuthi ngona akula effort eyenzakalayo ukuthi abantu bathole lokhu kudla, kulungiselwe lokhu kudla, ufake wonke ama-resources, wonke ama-stakeholders acele ukuthi khonkhona madoda nansi indlala isingeni lekhaya fithini ngayo, but ifinde ukuthi khonkhona i-government ibreaking its feet. Now as it is right now emasingo, one of the reason five years drought stricken, akula kudla, and then the father of the nation who decides to go and make the bash ukuthi hayi mina ngiyeza ngiyafitha mina abantu bamvela angilandala lami, it's just as good as a father who go and sell a goat ethiye ekhaya kungala sithebo kungala mpuphu afike lapha imali leyo afika inathe yonke abuyonalalithi ekhaya ayiyona esuthi athi hayi mina imilani ngiyayithanda. Amalungelo abantu, abantwana right now kabafundi, abantwana be-drop out of school, a basic human right. Abantu eHarare right now kunabantu esebelahlekelwe izimpilo zabo ngemikhuhlane esukela emanzini, but nobody is taking care about that. EHarare kunabantu kade bezizamela izindlu zabo demolished. In violation of human rights. That is abantu bakhuluma ngo-Itai Dzamara. Nobody is taking care about it. And umuntu has got the courage ukuthi hayi e-America kulalokho. Lapha sikhuluma ngeZimbabwe, umntwana eZimbabwe esingamboniyo esimfuna ephila. Then umtshela nge-America. So i-America ningayisho into erongo latyalandela konke ukuthi khonkhona i-America izinto erongo. Asenzeni into e-right uDzamara abonakale. Basimbone uDzamara siyamfuna thina. At the same time, abantu babethakazelela ukuthi ezethu Zimbabwe ngezabantu yalisidezi. You pity those people. Is that not human rights violation? Iconstitution yethu isilamalanga iminyaka yabunjwa, but we are still breaking sithi ukuthi siyaligne kuhle sikwazi ukuthi amalezi ahambe ahamba njani. Now at the same time you find that ukhona people are busy making amabashes, busy preparing this and that, but there is nothing that is being effort to put izamela abantu lokhu ukudla kwabantu. Ama informal traders akade bezizamela to any and honest living bachayile. Right? Ema abantu bemarangi ababehlezi phezu kwe-diamond ngokungazi abantu benkosi basusele chaya abantu abanye abantu babulawa, I think about almost about 160 people were killed emarangi. And then nobody is saying, okay, I see human that I will allow you to go. Abanye abantwana kathesi right now abalazi izibekuze buyisaba bangadalela isikole abalabo nina oyise babule just because of ama-diamonds. And the people were forcibly removed, and those people received no compensation at all. That's a human rights violation. And at the same time, you find that kathesi ama-hovet, they were trying to whatever they were organizing, bachayiwe. But labana, of course, bachayiwe. Angithi ukuthi ngiyabahleka, kodwa ke ngithi khona bafunde isifundo ukuthi attend prepare a concoction of medicine bazakunathisa kwendawo bathi akukuzwe babazisile right
abantuabangasekhaya
bachaya abantu ngama-election umuntu ehamba iripota sengichayiwe lapha ngichaye ngibandobani bafake yena insimbi lowo muntu khathesi namba sokuchaye bona sekefuna sikhale lapho hawu bantu azizameni into ezingcono ezimbabwe ezimbabwe sithuthukise ama-human rights ayenzakala ezimbabwe so ayesabeka amazwe wonke ungazifike ngathi nge-interview omnye indoda wathi sechina kambe china kuseduzele ezimbabwe
yeahijust
a-human rights fanele ngathi sekhasi labantwana sikhulisa abantwana kasikho ekhaya
siyabonga kodlwayo hhayi siyakwazi ukuthi ilanga lingatshona uyichayile kodwa sibili kodlwayo siyabonga kakhulu
Yes.
Yeah, Mahlaba Idwale ungadinwa nokusasa uphenduke phela.
Hayi ngizaphenduka eduze.
Hayi sibongile baba eGodlwayo.
Yebo baba.
Yeah, so that was Mr. Godlwayo. He's really sad about what is happening in Zimbabwe. He says there are so many basic and fundamental rights that are being violated. You mentioned education, you mentioned health, and said some people, you know, one person already has died of diarrhea and so forth. So he says those are fundamental human rights. You know, if somebody dies, people should be concerned. He also mentioned the issue of the demolition of houses in Harare. He says, why do we have to go to that kind of length, you know, to destroy somebody's house without putting the necessary measures to curb such things? He mentioned, okay, in the disappearance of Itai Tsamara, you know, a lot of things. So at the end of the day, he says, what is happening in Zimbabwe is very sad.
Tinemwe mtereri kuBotswana, Vandlovu, makadi Vandlovu. Vandlovu makadi nare yavandlovu inenge iri kunetsai regaiti dzokere kuna vamandevere mandevere muripo here parunare Mr. Mandevere yes let's talk about you know people are like the last caller was talking about fundamental human rights Zimbabwe the constitution is a brilliant bill of rights. Why do we continue to face these problems?
Oh, okay. As I have said previously, and I state now, we created a very new constitution, but we gave it to the old regime, which has been used to operate under a draconian constitution and piece of legislation. So when we change the constitution, they never changed their actions. They never changed the manner of doing business. So the manner of doing business remained the same under a new constitution. So there's a clear disrespect of the new constitution. It's like as if we've done nothing. For example, I'll give a clear example. Is in respect of the demolitions of houses. You know that Section 74 is very clear. Only a court can give an order allowing demolition of houses. So really, for the government to destroy houses without court orders is clearly unlawful, it's clearly unconstitutional. But these are people who are not who are fond of ruling unlawfully and unconstitutionally. That's my take.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mandere. Please do stay on the line. Rega Timbo try Jakare Van Love Guboskwan. Magadi Van Love.
Hey, Tiripo Magadi blessing.
Aiwa Tirina and Nastructura Nyaya e Kuchkor Wakeko Zero Zevanu. Ma sangana kaita sa Amnesty International ne Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ari kuti kodzero dzevanhu hadzi kuchengetedzwa asi vezanu PF ari kuti masangano akazhinji anenge achiita zvido zvevanhu vanovapa mari. Munoti kudi?
Chinoneza ndechekuti mukataura nevanhu vezanu PF mukataura zviri against zviri kuitika background. Vanoita sevanhu vakazvarwa ne namai vamwe chete nababa vamwe chete. Nekuti zvavanotaura vanoramba zvinhu zviri kuitika. Tarisai panadzamara ane nguva akutokwanisa gore asati awanikwa. Asi kuri kunzi kodzero dzevanhu dziriko Zimbabwe. Bati izvozvo zvinhu zvisiri tikati zvinhu zviri kutoitika. Ende vanadzamara vasirivo vega vatanga kutoshayikwa. Pane vanhu vakati kuti vanoshayikwa vachingonzi vanyangarika vamwe vachifa zvisinganzwisiki. Zvese izvozvo ikodzero dzevanhu dzinge dzichikanganiswa.
Asi kavari kuti mukatarisa kana kuBotswana ikoko kune vanhu vanombonyangarikawo nekudaro vari kuti zvinhu zvagara zvinoitika.
It's not natural. Zvinhu zvagara zvinongoitika zvega. Asi zvinhu zvinotoitika kutokanganisa kodzero dzemunhu bhozi munhu ane marights ake kuti akwanise kutaura zvaanoda nezvaanofunga. But tikatarisa semuZimbabwe is worse. Muno muzviri nani bhozi umwe munotonzwa achitaura achitochoropodza president pamepo. Asa ungawani kuuya achinzi munhu iye aita mhosva kana kusungwa kuenda kujeri. Asi kunyika kwedu ukangotova mugabe vanga vakadai uchitaura chokwadi unotongopomerwa imwe mhosva ukaenda kujeri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Van Love nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Azvita blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tine mumwe muteereri vaHungwe. Makadii vaHungwe? Aiwa tiripo. Mudzore volume yeredhiyo yenyu mbichana kana muine redhiyo nekuti inoita maungira hatizonzwa nani.
Handina redhiyo pane mandiri.
Okay, taura henyu tinzwe.
Yekudhodha vanhu vezanupiefu vangaramba zvavo kuti kodzero dzevanhu dziri kuchikorwa. Ndinotaura kudai izvozvi ndiri kumwe nezvewest kumasingo province. Ivote kechi iri muhadhi 8. Muhadhi 8 imomo ini ndiri member MDCT ndichemene mumwe nezvewest. Asi ichi iri kuitika muhadhi 8 ndekuti pana vanhu veMDCT vari kutonyinywa chikafu nechikonzero chekuti ndeveMDCT. Ndoda kukotera good example yekuti kuna ward chairperson ane Jose Mandani ari imomo. Hatisi kutaura ecase yavanhu vasipi vari tsingarirani ari imomo. Echairman wezanupiefu wakatoita musangano namasubs namasekretary avo akabva atoporomisa demo chaivo kuti whoever anoprovide food kumunhu veMDCT anotosangana nedemo. Ndotorina organizing secretary wangu akati kwa scratch off aniti tinovavimba mupari ari avangaramba zvavo itsika yavo kuti vanoramba chokwadi chinenge chichiitika kodzero dzevanhu dziri kuchikorwa zvakaipa.
Asi makaenda kunomhanara here kumapurisa kuti ndiwo zviri kuitika izvi?
Kechi ngati takaigarira pasi nezuro saka atizine state forward tione kuti tingabuda nei.
Nekuti nyango yova mugabe vanenge vanga vachiti pafaniri kupuwa munhu chikafu zvichitariswa kuti kaabuda mbamani.
Asi ndozviri kuitika chimwe chiri kundinetsa for example pamurume unoyu vamangwana ava avo vamangwana vari kure zvikuru nokuno kuZimbabwe saka ngavarege kutaura zvinhu vasingavoni kana kuva zviri pagiraund. Isusu watakin from the ground tiri pagiraund ezvispeak izvozvo kodzero dzavanhu dziri kuchiowa dzakaipa izvozvo ndinoone Stephen Madhura angari headman akadeflecta kumzanupiefu yamugabe achienda kwana mujuru akatoredza headman nokutadhigo kwaangana kokwade puwa umwe munhu. Izvi zviri kutoitwa nachifu nezuro chifu nezuro achitotaura achitovasiyoga nekuti paasina Madhura.
Aiwa zvakaoma.
Ndikutaura zvinhu zviri kurama vamangwana iye vari kutaura yekuti kwai constitution iri kunomeka kuimbirimitwa nekuti nyika ina marinhema
You heard from Mr. Hungwe there in Maswingo. He's talking about the politicization of food. And he's not buying Mr. Nick Mangwana's argument that the provisions of the Constitution are not being fulfilled simply because the country is broke. He's saying certainly that's not true. But it's a cause for concern if there is this politicization of food, something that we are eager to make a follow-up, Gibbs.
It's good to be here in most cases because people say what they want, and indeed, this is a very free forum, you know. As long as people don't insult each other,
exactly,
they can talk anything. You still remember the cacao tree in Greece, you know.
Yes.
That's where democracy started. But the democracy that we have right here, we're not beating our own chest, but we're saying indeed, we include everyone.
Indeed.
Instead of kids and, you know, other people. Yes, 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 yes,
yes, I want to go to the democracy.
If one yaku ingani yaku mega kulite, yezangani ya cheta ngan, ingani yaku yaku mega phone. Yeye sengu zatesi pompe la kuna. Yeye kubega baba, kubega echum. Ya si silungi la kul, kubega chuma. Unga cheti, jalo wanyamu kuna. So according to Mr. Chuma, there is absolutely no democracy in Zimbabwe. He says you can say what you want, but what you utter is not guaranteed, you know, after talking anything. So he says you have to be careful when you say certain things. Especially politics.
And let's go back to Mr. Sbanda. Mr. Sbanda, are you still on the line? Maybe we'll try to connect with him after this short break. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned. Remember to actually connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and WhatsApp. Stay tuned.